Hi, it's Mick. It's McCaughan here on Audio Boo, and it's Monday the 7th, is it? Yes, Monday the 7th of January 2013, and I'm currently sheltering below a railway bridge in the town. It's pouring rain. I'm already well soaked. I've been up the town for quite a bit today. You most probably will hear the fairly busy B road to the side, and you may actually hear the hum from the transformer, the high voltage transformer, which is about 60-80 metres away from here. And what I wanted to do was get out the rain. Well, I had to shelter below the rain because I brought my Zoom with me and I didn't want to get it wet, and I don't really have a decent cover for it. Have to make one up, I guess. So what I wanted to do was to respond to Dean Reid, on the question of coffee. I never touched coffee until I was, now if I get the year right, it would be 1973, yes, when I started working as an electrical engineer in British Leyland Truck and Tractor Division here in my hometown of Bathgate. And when I started work there, I was on days. There were no back shifts in Leyland, only days and nights, but the nights were 10-hour shifts. About 3 years into that, I was asked to go on nights to deal with installation of a new large machine that came over from Germany, and to support and help install this machine for the guys that were on nights. And I was a young man and coffee just didn't interest me. In fact, I did drink tea, but I preferred juice, as we call it. But going on nights, I came into contact with a guy who was a wonderful guy in the tools, a very, very clever guy who should have went up the ladder but preferred to remain on the tools, and his name was Davey. And Davey was an ardent coffee drinker. He had percolators going all through the night, and he weaned me onto coffee. So and of course the buzz you get from coffee is, especially night shift, was fantastic. The unfortunate thing was with Davey was that he would keep this percolator going all night and just keep adding water and adding coffee. He never actually flushed it out and started anew. So by the time, say, 5 a.m. came in the morning, we were drinking probably the best quality tar macadam fluid that you could ever imagine with the relevant buzz. So you daren't have one after 5 a.m. in the morning, because when you went home to bed and got to bed, say, for 8 a.m, there was no way you could sleep. So that's how I got into coffee. And on the 2 years I was on nights, I drank amazing loads of coffee. I became addicted to this stuff, and would even drink it at home. Now, over the years, after I came out of Leyland, over the years, I continued to drink coffee. And being a coffee drinker, many coffee drinkers will appreciate this, that when it comes birthdays, Christmas, etc., and people know you're a coffee drinker, they either buy you a unusual coffee or a new coffee machine of some sorts. And I went through them all. I had cafeterias, percolators, espresso machines. Have to say, the one, that's the train. I have to say, the best one I ever had was an espresso machine that my son bought me for either my birthday or Christmas, I can't remember. And that was used, my goodness, I was drinking about 8 or 10 espressos every day. That machine was put to good use for about 3 years. And that continued. I gradually came off coffee when I got to tea, and now I have a strong espresso first thing in the morning after my porridge, a very small espresso cup, and occasionally, and I mean occasionally, I will have another one, and on a, I would call it a bad day, when I just feel I need another wee kick, I'll have two. On an average day, it would be one, possibly two. So I've really weaned myself off that. Now I drink loads and loads of tea. But I have to say that I've had some excellent coffees over the years from other people. Best coffee I ever tasted was in Italy. And I've never tasted coffee that good since. I don't even know what it was. I was even going to buy a flask and bring some home on the plane. At that time, I would have got away with a flask on a plane. And the other was an Italian friend of our family, my wife's family in particular, I should say, who ran a fish and chip shop, and I used to look after some stuff for them. And Dominic used to make the most wonderful coffee that had 5,000% caffeine in it, in the tiniest cup you ever did see. And I was doing a job there one day, and he asked me, would you like one? And I said, yeah, sure, I love coffee, give me a coffee. And he gave me this tiny thimble of a cup, and I looked at it and I said, you're joking, aren't you? And he says, no, you drink that, and if you like it, I'll give you another one. But I have to say that 5 minutes after drinking that shot, I was flying. I mean flying. And I did accept a second one, and I was the cheeriest, most upbeat guy you've ever known for the next hour. This stuff was stupendous. It was unadulterated, 10,000% caffeine. And he told me that when he got up at 4 a.m. to go down the west coast of Scotland to pick his fish up, he needed 5 of those just to get him kick-started in the morning. I said, 5 of those, and I'm anybody's. So, there you go, Dean. My story of coffee, and it's an interesting subject. And I've been listening to some of the feedback you've been getting from some of the other people who drink coffee. Yes, and I found that 2 consecutive years in the States on holiday in Nevada and Arizona, the Americans do love their coffee. And what I do like about it is you don't get a cup. You have a coffee in America, they give you a darn pot. And if you run out, they'll give you another one free of charge. That, to me, is excellent service. Bye for now.